You know, a few weeks back, we had Gary Ellis talking about the perfect service call. And obviously, that's part of delivering this exceptional experience. But once you deliver that experience, we got to document it, right? This is how we get online reviews and online ratings. I want to share another video with you from Gary Ellis. It talks about the importance of getting these online ratings and how to drive up the customer experience and increase your reviews online.
How do we get the technician to actually buy in? How do we create that behavior change? How do we create that leadership question? So first and foremost on the list is number one. I like to talk to the technicians in my group and when I consult and travel to different companies, and I ask the question, hey, what do you think your role is? I mean, if you were a service professional, and the key word here is in fact professional, define for me what you think your role is in relationship to the company, the client experience, and what we need to have transpire. So I think a lot of times we don't go to the higher level. We don't look at the upper end of what we're trying to accomplish first. We look at the tactical end, which is more, hey, we need reviews. And you're not doing, you know, a good job of producing a number of reviews, or the company isn't getting the number of reviews. What's going on? And we attack the problem down at a lower level without dealing with the thinking pattern question, you know, developed in one of the original leadership videos we did, really from the Maxwell blueprint, which is thinking patterns create belief systems, right? Belief systems then create people's expectations. So the question becomes, what is a professional in our organization? And this is where I would introduce to the technicians the need to understand that that might be a change, that historically we didn't ask you to do this. Now we are asking you to do this. Let's debrief on this. Let's talk about it. So what does being a professional mean? The principle here is that you have to attack the belief system, you have to attack the thinking pattern before you're going to get in and plant the seeds necessary at the leadership level to get the technicians to understand, okay, this isn't just another seminar that the boss went to, or he didn't go to Epic and he didn't listen to Gary and Wally and Drew talk about the need for digital reviews. This is real life because this is actually impacting the role of what the company gets from the technician as a professional. And this is part of the role description. So part of the deal is you have to sit down and you have to break down the conversation with them. And that's part of your service training, service platform discussions. However you do that, some companies do that monthly, some companies do it weekly. We're obviously doing it on a daily training, but the idea of putting in a role description, role discussion, the whole upper level echelon of the idea of what we're trying to accomplish, that's really probably a weekly or a monthly type meeting where you would spend the bulk of the time talking about what are the requirements. I mean, here's one of the problems. If you're spending some time with your technicians and you've come through the service world, you realize that there's just an awful lot going on during the peak season. During the slow season, it's not really, you know, that difficult in terms of talking to the customer and slowing down. But we put so many calls and so many pieces of pressure, you know, on the dispatch and customer service function to the technician. You know, these guys feel the pressure to get through the calls. And so we want them to understand that it's important that we're running a great call each time. Just like we talked about, it's a game of baseball. It's, you know, 9 innings. Each call is a inning, and we need to focus on what we're doing at hand. So having that conversation about the role and what a professional is and what a professional does, I think, is the very first step. The second question then becomes the client experience. Now, a lot of companies in the EGI platform have probably already either seen a video or heard us talk about it from time to time, that this needs to define. What does client experience mean? And so when we go back in to the studio, I will break down for you some suggestions about what I think client experience looks like. It doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. It's just a sample, and it's something that we can use as a baseline to talk about. But what I can say is that the culture of the business is about the technicians realizing that change is something that is constant. They're not allowed to get comfortable with the idea that we're doing it this way and it's always going to be this way. So 3 years ago, reviews weren't that important to the overall digital platform strategy. Today, 3 years later, reviews are driving the bus. And 3 years from now, I don't know what else will be driving the bus, but it might not be reviews, it might be social media, or it might be some other form of digital platform that hasn't even been invented yet. So the idea that client experience is key relates to the principles that we have defined client experience. Client experience means that the customer is happy, they're satisfied. So for us, We want to make sure that we capitalize on that review process. That if the client likes us and we've done a good job for them, we need to make it simple, easy, and effective for the customer to go ahead and execute that review process, which means we need to make it really simple, easy, and effective for the technician to communicate and to be able to get those review processes moving. Again, there's tons of products out there, and all of them are really pretty good. So I think as competition increases, that sharpens the swords. So what happens is the question becomes, is your company culture organized to deal with the idea that reviews are a critical part of getting additional business, referrals, the ability for consumers to do searches is increasingly moving to mobile, and they're using reviews as a basis to judge whether or not we're a good company or whether or not there's somebody that they're going to pass over. So getting the customer to understand the review process is the technician's role, and if we don't train the technicians and we don't organize around that, we're going to end up with a challenge, meaning that we're going to be behind in the digital platforms that we want, because that's what's going to make our clients more likely to click, and that's going to make you more successful as a contractor. So what we're talking about right now is getting the higher level ideas in place, right? Building the idea, what is the role of the technician, what is the behavior pattern we're looking for, and then breaking that down into client experience means that, hey, giving me the opportunity to review you and tell you what you're doing, good or bad, is essential. So that brings us down to the operational side. So I would suggest to you that sort of right in here is where we break into the model of what can I do as a business owner or as a service management function or somebody that's just working with a company that's trying to create it. So the first thing is, I think you need to make it fun. Some contests and measurements that deal with contests. There's a lot of companies that will throw money at this problem, and I'm okay with that. I have zero problem with incenting the technician for the number of reviews. What you cannot do is you cannot incent the customer. You can't pay the customer or give them free service calls. Technically speaking, there are no Google police, so you probably can get away with it. It's just against the Google webmaster rules, and it's one of those things that if you're doing that, you need to understand that you can't pay a customer or give a customer a benefit directly as a trade for creating a review. What you can do, though, is you can create an incentive for the technician. Obviously, the technician then benefits. So throwing some spiffs, some dollars, or having some contest, something that's fun, is all about creating a measurement process. And the measurement process itself is important. We're going to talk about that in the next bullet point. But what we need to do is we need to understand that not all technicians are created equal. So I'm interested in the total reviews that I create from my service company. I'm not interested necessarily in any one individual, you know, who may be strong or weak at their communication models. So understand that you're working with a group of people to get lots of reviews, and so you need to measure that, but also then obviously you want to measure the individual technicians. Where necessary, coach the technicians up, and we'll talk about that as well.